This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. 2 years after Hurricane Katrina, we're checking in on people who are trying to put their lives back together. I first met Sharon White in a shelter in Baton Rouge immediately after the storm. She had lost her home and most of her belongings, but her pride was still very much intact.
We are not refugees. You hold your head up. We are United States citizens, and you be proud of that. I am a survivor. They need to say the survivors of Katrina.
Sharon White was a first-time homeowner and determined to get back to that home in New Orleans East.
My property is underwater right now, and I'm going to rebuild that sucker, and I'm going to make it bigger and better, and we're going to get it back together.
But getting it back together has been difficult. She's faced tussles with FEMA and her insurance company, health problems, the slow return of her neighbors, and constant financial stress. She pays rent on a temporary place, plus a mortgage on her storm-damaged home, plus the cost of making that home livable again. We caught up with Sharon White in Houston, where she was visiting her children, and she told us about yet another headache.
It was going good up until a couple of weeks ago. Someone intruded into my home and took all the copper tubing from the air conditioners and the heaters and plumbing. So they set me back, you know, but got to keep going.
You said someone intruded into your home. You were robbed.
Basically, yeah, they broke in, and I had brand new windows and doors. I had my roof done. I had all the electricity work done. We had passed inspection on that. The plumbing inspection, obviously, we didn't get past that because they took all the copper tubing. And what the plumber told me, they might get maybe $170 for everything they stole, but they pushed me back like $7,000. Because I got to replace everything, and plus they cut some wires on my electricity also.
Are you going to be able to replace that piping?
No, not really. I haven't really been thinking about it too much. I don't let myself think about it. I got too many other things going on right now. That's why I came to see my children. I wanted to spend some time with them, because I'll be in a couple of weeks. I have to go to surgery.
You're going to surgery?
Right.
What's going on, Sharon?
Oh, I have to. I've been pushing this surgery back, and I mean, I thought it would go away, and it didn't. And it's just time now, and now I have a scheduled surgery on the 20th.
How long will you be hospitalized?
8 weeks, at least.
In the hospital that entire time, or just off your feet?
No. That's the recovery time.
Uh-huh.
8 weeks. They telling me.
Do you have someone? Your kids have all moved now to other cities. They all used to live right there close to you in New Orleans. And if you're going to be off your feet, you're going to need someone to watch over you during that period. Who's going to be there?
Yeah,
for you?
But you know, my daughter, my baby, she's going to be 13. She'll be there after school, and I'm pretty much a fighter. I'll be all right. You know, even when they broke in my house, I went recruiting people. I went knocking at doors and letting them know I'm coming back. We're going to start up a neighborhood watch, and we're going to get them out of our neighborhood. So I'll have time to do it now.
Sharon, how many people are going to be in that neighborhood watch? How many people have come back to your neighborhood?
Well, on my block, I count maybe 8. And I do know who did it, because when you go to talking to people and you know, through tears, a lot of people lost a lot of things and they want to help. So they pretty much showed me the people and told me what was going on. And I know they don't want me back, because I'm going to get rid of them.
Now, you say you know who took the copper wiring from
your house. Much, yeah, I seen them. They walked all day and night. You know, unfortunately, we had to wait almost 8 hours for the police. They say they had a busy day. I actually ran into a cop, and he was nice enough to follow me back to my house and do the report. So I was blessed in that.
Did you confront these men who broke into your home?
I would have, but I didn't want them to do more damage. You know, I even thought about putting up a sign, "You will not stop me. I'm coming back." You know, but I said, the last thing I need is for them to burn it down or break all the windows. So I don't want to make them mad while I'm not there. So I did not confront, but I know who did it. One of the neighbors actually seen him get out the truck, push my copper down into the truck, and left. They actually don't live on the street. They live on the street up.
Sounds like people in the area might want to arm themselves with cameras.
Well, I'm going to be honest, you know, as pray for as I may be, I already know when I go back, I got to go back with something. You know, God ain't say go there and be stupid. And, you know, I mean, I'm going to go and praying, but I'm also going to be packing also. You know, I tell my kids that, and they just look at me, but my fighting spirit won't go.
Now, Sharon, I'm not going to tell you what to do, but you have to be careful about that kind of thing.
I know, but if everybody runs scared, then what? You know, I mean, first I was just distraught. I was like, okay, I'm giving up. Then I'm selling and I'm gone. Then I just got angry. And the angrier I got, the more people I started knocking at their doors, letting them know, hey, we got to do this and we got to do that. I'm coming back. They may have pushed me back a couple of months because my contractor actually told me, oh, hey, I'm in my house by October. So I was looking forward to that. Now with this, all I can do is I'm waiting on some money so I can put some bars on the window so they won't go in there and destroy anything else. You know, I won't be in my house in October, probably not even December. But I'm going back. I'm going to fight. We got to fight. I mean, if all the good people leave, then what you got?
Sharon, you must be the most optimistic person I think I have ever met, given everything that has been thrown at you. You're in Houston right now, and Houston is a city that's full of people who used to live in New Orleans. So I imagine that everyone you meet is asking you about life back home. What do you tell them? Do you tell them the truth, or does your pride and your love for the city perhaps keep you from telling them how rough it really is?
How bad it is. I know it may sound like I'm just being optimistic, but there's bad everywhere. Ours is just escalated because of what happened. It's home to me, and there's no place like New Orleans. I can't explain it to you. All I know, I have to get back, not only just for the house. It's home. I'm here, and trust me, I'm a lost puppy out here. When I get into the Louisiana limits, I know I should be scared, but it's a peace I feel. I'm more scared out here. They drive crazy. And I tell them there's no place like home, and I'm going back.
Well, Sharon, it is always good to talk to you. You take care of yourself. Good luck with your surgery and your recovery, and we'll be checking in on you again and soon.
Thank you.
All the best to you.
Bye-bye.
That was New Orleans resident Sharon White, and just to be clear on that, she plans to remain a New Orleans resident.